What do you think, a human? You look like a stranded waif that's strayed too far from the path. Have you wandered too far from your destination? Yes, I would imagine that you have no idea where you are. Given that bewildered look on your face. And I suppose you've never met a member of my kind before? No? Well, we go by numerous names and titles, but most humans refer to us as fairies, or fae, if you would prefer. As such, you have found yourself in the land of the fair folk. You flatter me, human. Yes, they call us fair for a reason. I am curious though. How did you manage to find this place? Oh, so you didn't intend to find us. You were only looking for some respite out here. You seek escape from the toils of human society. I suppose I can understand that reasoning. You humans are so caught up in making a living, and yet you seem to forget how to live. It's quite depressing to watch you humans squander what fleeting time you have on this earth. I'm astounded that more of you don't appear at the gates to the fairy court with a battering ram. Then again, very few are clever enough to find our domain. We keep ourselves well hidden. Even those who intend to seek us out will often wander the wilds for days before giving up, or even until they meet their untimely end. Her Majesty prefers many degrees of separation between her kind and the pandemonium of the human world. I sympathise with you though. I really do. If I were human, I would certainly make the same choice. But I still must report you to our queen. She requires notification of any invasion in her territory, whether it's accidental or not. Her preference is to meet the interlopers herself. So, I really must deliver you to her. If anybody discovers that I found you and I didn't notify the Queen, then I'll be in heaps of trouble, believe me. Not to worry though. She is a very just ruler. Oh no, I would never deceive you. Didn't you know? The fae are not allowed to lie. It's true. Here, ask me to say something. Like ask me what colour the sky is. Okay, so the sky is see? I told you. I can't even say it. Well, human, as fun as this has been, I really should do my duty and bring you to the court. And yet, now that I've gotten a better look at you, you are quite handsome. I wouldn't mind if you stayed with me instead. Would you like that? I'll make it worth your while. Oh, human. I won't bite. Not unless you want me to. Please? Will you come back to my cottage with me? Yeah? Oh good, come on, let's go. It is. Yes, I know. It's not very big. But I really don't need much space. It's only me here. Yes, I've been alone for quite a while. Until now, that is. No, there's no mystery in my life. Not in any official capacity, anyway. Hey, what are you doing standing all the way over there? Come closer. I told you I won't bite. See? No biting. Tastes different. No, not bad different. Good different. Yeah. Not sweet, no. But heady and musky. But so good. You really are from another world, aren't you? I look at how your face reddens when I compliment you. If I didn't know better, I'd say you wear Sprite with how your cheeks glow. Think you should undress me now. Wouldn't you say? Yeah. What a charmer you are, human. My body's as enchanting as my fair face. Now, I would demand proof of that statement, but I can already see your arousal. Oh, can you smell mine too? I'm burning for you. Oh, brighter than most of the blooms in this land. So enjoy grinding myself against you, feeling your arousal heighten as mine does. You like my ears? Yes, they are pointed, just like your old fables say. They are sensitive too. You can kiss them if you like, but please be gentle. It's been so long since anybody has kissed my ears. You can nibble on them too. Please do. Now he's doing the and your hands are wandering. Oh, no, I don't mind. I want to feel your hands on me. And my tits. Squeezing them. Fondling them. And stroking my hard nipples. Oh, and watch them poke out between your fingers. I like the rough texture on my skin. Oh, the sensation is so much greater than when I play with them. You're spoiling me, human. You're doing all the work. Oh, let me appreciate you and your needs. After all, I wouldn't be a very good host if I made you do all the chores. Can I take these off? Human, you are beautiful. No, I really mean it. The men here, they are beautiful too. But you are something else entirely. Do all human men have hair on their chests? Oh, no, I like it. Oh. I like how it tickles my face when I kiss your chest. Oh, it reminds me of the meadow grass that tickles my feet when I walk to the orchards. I suspect that you would like my mouth elsewhere. down here? Yeah? I've never seen a human cock before. Are they all as big as yours? I see. Oh, it's already pointing at me. Do your erections always happen so quickly? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you. Pay me no mind. I bet I can make it harder though. Oh, just watch me. You're even tastier down here. I want to caress every inch of your cock with my tongue. I want to feel it twitch in my mouth. It's getting harder, isn't it? you like it if I just cradle them in my little hands? Oh, they feel so full and heavy. Oh, you like that, don't you? Oh, let me suck your cock while I do that. I so enjoy placing that expression on your face. Oh, that transcendent, dreamy look in your eyes. Oh, as if nothing could feel better. Oh, than my mouth on your shaft. Oh, and my silky soft hands caressing your balls. I can take your cock all the way down. Oh, would you like that? Yeah? Oh, of course you would. Oh, here goes. What's wrong? Why are you pulling me away? Was that too much? Oh, I see. You were about to climax, weren't you? You could have come in my mouth if you wanted to. I would have liked to have tasted it. Unless you wanted to come somewhere else. There's no need to feel embarrassed about that, human. Because I wanted to. I think it would be fun. So, can you sit down on the bed for me? Yeah, just like that. I want to ride you. Let me just grab your shoulders. And can you hold my hips in place? Yeah, I don't want to topple over. I'm only tiny. I'll just lower myself down a bit. Okay. I'll stop bouncing. Oh, you just sit back and enjoy. Oh my god. Oh, human, your cock feels divine. Oh my god. Oh, I feel so full. Oh, nobody has ever filled me like this before. I was worried you might be too big for me. We are a perfect fit. Just the right amount of resistance between us. Or maybe I'm just that wet. My pussy is just weeping for you. In the best way, of course. Can you feel it? That sticky honey coating your shirt. Trickling down your balls. Fuck. Maybe you would like to taste it later. I confess, I've never tasted it myself before, but there are so many things I'm willing to try with you. You make me want to explore all of it. Oh my god. Symbiotic, you and me. Our lust just feeding off each other. Every one of your moans just excites me even more. Yes, please. Squeeze my ass. I feel it slam onto your thighs with every bounce. You don't have to be gentle. Even if it hurts, I want to feel it. Every sensation. I do love your strong hands. Where is that other hand of yours going? Fuck! You are too kind. Rubbing my little clit. I'm so swollen. I'm so ready for your fingers. And your fingers are so skilled. Such sweet tingling. It's almost too much. Oh my god. Oh yeah. My pussy's tightening around your cock. Can you feel it? I'm almost there. Are you? Please tell me that you are. I can sense it. I can feel the pressure. Building up. About to erupt. Please come in me, human. I want to feel all of you inside me. Fill me up. Come with me. indescribable. I am truly lost for words. Oh my, you're shaking all over. All that thunder and lightning running through you. It's okay. I feel it too. Take your time. Take a few deep breaths. After wandering into our land and then coming as hard as you just did, I imagine that you must be exhausted. Yeah, you've had quite the day, haven't you? I'll just dismount, shall I? Look at the mess you made of me. Oh, no, I'm just kidding, human. I love it. Yeah. Hey, give it a try. Aren't we tasty together? Was just glorious, human. All of it. Really, it was. But we've been messing around long enough now, don't you think? Even in the land of the Fae, there's still work to do. Oh, come on, human. Gather yourself. It's time to visit the court, and we can't have you meeting the queen in nothing but your skivvies. I wonder if Her Majesty will want your soul or your heart today. Depends on her mood, I suppose. Or maybe your firstborn child. Do you have any children? Okay. Yes, I did say she was a just ruler. And she is. But not to you humans. She has a special hatred for your kind. Specifically, those who wander where they do not belong. When you drift beyond the borders of your territory, how do you expect not to face any repercussions? Let you go? I never promised such a thing. Perhaps you thought I did. But you would be wrong. I told you before. We Fae are not allowed to lie. Oh, there is no use in running away. You will never find your way back to your realm. Finding your way into the domain of the Fair Folk is one thing. But finding your way out is something else altogether. What's that song that was popular among you humans a few years ago? You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave? Yes, that is how our Fae magic works. Without Her Majesty's permission to go, you will have to remain in our land for good. So, you should prepare yourself to grovel before our queen. You probably won't get very far, though. She is not a fan of clemency for your kind. Anyway, best of luck, human. You will certainly need it.